Thank you, Jonga, and blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, January 22nd, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Opposition leader and former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai today appealed to the MDC-led Harare City Council to prioritize unplanned settlements like Hopley in the provision of infrastructure and sanitation to prevent outbreaks of diseases.
There is a lot of challenge to our city council to make sure that we deal with these unplanned settlements, or they are reorganized in such a way they are also brought within the main system.
Some ZANU-PF youths protested today at the Harare International Airport, calling for the expulsion of former Secretary for Administration Didmus Mdasa from the party as President Robert Mugabe arrived back home from a month-long holiday in Asia.
As Youth League, you are represented against Mdasa. To go in public and tarnish the image of the party, you want to tell our leaders to expel Mdasa.
And the wait is over for candidates who sat for A-level examinations last year under the Zimbabwe School Examination Council. Stay tuned for more. Some ZANU-PF youths staged a peaceful demonstration today at the Harare International Airport, calling for the expulsion of former Secretary for Administration Didmus Mdasa as President Robert Mugabe arrived back home from a month-long holiday in Asia. Harare ZANU-PF Youth League Chairman Godwin Gomwe tells Studio 7 the youths sang revolutionary songs and carried placards denouncing Mdasa for writing a document calling for the nullification of the results of 2014 ZANU-PF elective congress. Gomwe says the president, who was welcomed at the airport by Zimbabwe's recently appointed Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa and Phelekezela Mphoko and top state officials, expressed dismay over Mdasa's moves to engage lawyers to declare the ZANU-PF congress as unconstitutional.
Mdasa, former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, and several other senior party officials were sidelined in the run-up to the ZANU-PF Congress last December with claims that they wanted to topple President Mugabe using unconstitutional ways. They have all denied any wrongdoing, claiming that they were victims of machinations by another faction of the party led by Mnangagwa to clandestinely take control of the party. Gomwe tells Studio 7's Gibbs Dube they want the president and his party's Politburo to take stern measures against Mdasa, who still maintains that he is the ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration.
As Youth League, you are represented against Mdasa. To go in public and tarnish the image of the party, and it seems that if Mdasa is not in ZANU-PF, then ZANU-PF is dead. So I wanted to show him that you are not ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF is alive, even though you are out.
So now, do you think that perhaps the president will talk to Mr. Mdasa about your demonstration?
No, Mdasa is nothing. Our president wanted to talk to Mdasa. Mdasa is now a cell member. His utterances in public, it shows immaturity. If he said, I'm still the secretary for administration, of the party, now is Comrade Ignatius Chombo, not Mdasa. If you want to be a secretary of another party, maybe.
So now, after protesting today, what are you going to do next?
There's nothing we can do. We are waiting for the Politburo to sit. As Youth League, we want to tell our leaders at Politburo, which is headed by our president, secretary of the party, to expel Mdasa.
That was Harare ZANU-PF Youth League Chairman Godwin Gomwe speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. Mdasa was not available for comment as his mobile phone was not reachable.
ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma says the youths have a right to stage such peaceful protests against any ZANU-PF supporter.
The youths are the vanguard of the party. So if the youth see something amiss or something wrong that is being done within the party, it's within their right, it's within their obligation actually to carry out any such demonstration, which will actually sort of concertize the leadership to take action accordingly. The youths are the ones that normally must contribute more towards the welfare of the church, be it evangelism, be it the welfare of the pastors, be it the welfare of the orphans, the widows, and such people like that. So even in our organization, our youth are the vanguard of the party. They are the future of the party. If they think that there's something wrong within the party, it's within their right again now, show that they're not happy with that kind of thing.
What is going to happen next?
Those are demonstrations to show the unhappiness of the youth towards one of our former leaders. So what is going to happen? Everything has been done. The province itself has already sat down through the provincial coordinating committee. They came up with their recommendations and they forwarded them to Politburo. So when Politburo sits, Politburo will deliberate on that. Then we are going to all be guided accordingly from what Politburo comes up with.
That was ZANU-PF Central Committee member Joseph Chuma speaking with Studio 7 from Bulawayo.
And a political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University in London says the demonstrations are an indication that factionalism is still rife in ZANU-PF and may devastate the party.
I think that what this tells us is that, in effect, President Mugabe no longer has as much control of the party as we thought he did. Because when you look at these demonstrations, they would tell you politically that he is not, in effect, in complete control of everything that's happening. In fact, it seems to me as though President Mugabe is behind the events, is following the events and reacting to events. Whereas for a strong man like him, and for a party that has been led by one person for a very long time, that would be a very dangerous and certainly precarious position.
So now, looking at what is happening, the youths are actually calling for the expulsion of Mr. Mtasa. So what do you think is going to happen?
Pushing President Mugabe's hand to the extent that he has to expel people and necessarily setting that precedent at this moment is going to be very dangerous, because there is no indication at all that if the expulsion starts with Mtasa, it will end there. I think that would then be a precedent for him to continue doing the purging, forced to do so by certain members of his party.
That was political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University speaking with Studio 7 on the line from Britain.